Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. I have the busy throat today from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I've been raspy for just all day. Don't know why. Please bear with me. Things as just, this is the way it is now. Okay? I don't want to hear any more about how there's a two-track justice system in America. That is a given. Or how about the media consists of lying regime toe suckers? Or how our institutions are garbage entities run by garbage people producing garbage? I know all of this, and so do you. We're based, conservative woke, and we know what time it is. It is backlash o'clock. And this means it's time for us to party. So, it's actually getting to be a cliche to point out the utter incompetence, corruption, and unsupported self-regard of our would-be betters. You might come off as naive if you bother to observe, hey, you know that sending tactical commandos fresh from fighting the conspiracy to create evil garage pulls at NASCAR with their Glocks and ARs to your political opponent's pad is not optimal for preserving mud democracy, which last week was so very important. And believe it or not, no matter what somebody might tell you, you're not wearing tinfoil headgear if you sputter in laughter at the idea that Trump has a dog-eared copy highlighted of the single integrated operational plan buried in Melania's undies drawer, because Trump's a particularly voracious reader. And he cares about how many Trident D5s get allocated to Vladivostok when Biden's bungling finally causes the balloon to go up. That's not quaint or anything. You're just awake. And we are. We get it. We are 100% hip to the scam. It's the remaining normal people, those ones concerned with barbecues and Little League and Netflix and chilling, are the ones who need to hear it. They need to partake of the red pill. But the number of unpilled normals is dwindling, and the dwindle process began a year ago in Afghanistan when normals took a look at their television machines and their Insta-face twits and saw dudes dropping off the landing gear of C-17s taking off from Kabul airport and said to themselves, why, this isn't right at all. And more normals are waking up to the systemic failure of the ones that would be our ruling class. It's going to manifest itself in November when we utterly destroy the Democrats at the ballot box. But the enemy is not going to learn from being chastened by voters. No, it will double down on weaponizing law enforcement, censorship, and other modes of intimidation to try to hold on to the power it did not earn and does not deserve. But there's a plan in the air. And we're going to demolish them and their hideous commie dreams. The normals are waking up and taking notice. Afghanistan jump-started the Great Awakening. Our military was the one institution left that most people, the non-pilled, the non-red-pilled people, that was the one that was generally respected, last bastion of duty, honor, and country. And Afghanistan showed that this was a fraud, like everything else. The fiasco in Kabul was the perfect climax of 20 years of corruption and failure at the top While at the same time the mission was distinguished by heroism and courage below, our people fought with honor, and the ruling class cashed in. Normal people reasonably asked what was going on when America was being ridden out of there on a rail by a bunch of 7th century Nimrods. They wonder what the hell thousands of our guys died or remained for. Was it the chance to be the subject of one of the loathsome George W. Bush's stupid veteran paintings? The cluster of an exit with zero planning from the worst possible departure position our genius generals and senile president just gave up Bagram for no good reason was bad. The death of 13 of our troops was bad. Normally, when a service member is killed, right? You'll have somebody that shows up representing the family, and they'll get a detailed tactical briefing on what happened. And then maybe later on down the road, that same officer will travel to that family, and within the parameters of mission security, they will tell them everything they can possibly be told about how their loved one died. At the battalion level, the Marines performed flawlessly in the situation and with the resources that they were given, but they should never have been there in an unprotected location that could have had a proper infrastructure built months before in order to keep hundreds of unvetted Afghans from being right up to next to a bunch of our people. And that's a senior leader issue. The senior leaders failed them, and a terrorist with hundreds of metal chunks in his bomb got right up by our guys and blew them to pieces. What was the name of the guy they fired for this moment of incompetence, for failing to win in Afghanistan, or Iraq, for that matter? What's the name of the guy who resigned and said, I will be no part of this idiocy? None. No one. There was no accountability. There's never any accountability. Only the ruling caste high-fiving itself for their awesomeness, even though it is literally never awesome. And certainly the punchline that is General Milley won't resign, because resigning means you have to stop being a general, and that's no fun. He did release a semi-literate resignation letter the other day because he has morals and principles and stuff. So he wants the credit for resigning without the hard part of actually resigning. And that's the perfect encapsulation of the failure of our garbage ruling class. I've accomplished nothing, and I demand a trophy. In Afghanistan, normal people have begun to recognize that we base folks, what we've been seeing for a long time. Afghanistan woke them up to the degree that maybe, just maybe, they'll actually participate in this country's community, to where they will become educated voters. Afghanistan made a lot of people ask, how can the world's greatest military fall victim to this? And how is it that we left so many people behind? And, you know, the questions just go on and on and on and on. And in the interim, we're left with nothing. Nobody taking responsibility for anything. Nobody thinking that they should have to take responsibility. Failure is okay now. It has become okay. So what do they notice? They notice that the emperor has no clothes. And because of that, they've noticed that there's not a lot of manhood down there either. And this is the garbage leadership that's in place today. This is what has it all, the Democrats, the socialists. They're not Democrats. This is not about democracy. This is about a socialist society they're pushing. And it doesn't matter who dies, and it doesn't matter how. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Does anyone not remember Die Hard when John McClane's out there and the police car is getting all shot up? And he's out there looking out the broken window going, "Welcome to the party, pal!" Hopefully you remember that. I don't know. It was great. It was great. It was a poignant moment in the film. Right now, the FBI is learning what it means to become a public figure. And whether they like it or not, the cumulative effect of their operations against Donald Trump is what they're, you know, is that they are, in fact, a de facto political arm of the Democratic Party. No more of this balanced justice stuff. No more Efren Zimbalist Jr. stuff. No, no. They're just some goons for the Democratic Party. And did they not, did they think the American voter would not be taken aback by their ransacking of a home of a former president? And I know the Department of Justice is in an era of unprecedented injudicious rule from the top brass, but the thought process is just as dense as the millions of condescending liberals who inhabit the Acela corridor. Now, there's a few things that, if they did not exist, they would be sort of mitigating to this particular circumstance. It would be different if the Justice Department were not caught fabricating evidence to justify FISA spy warrants on Trump campaign officials, suppressing exculpatory evidence during that process, and conducting a bona fide surveillance operation against the larger Trump campaign in 2016. The revelation that then Director James Comey and others knew that the Steele dossier, a political propaganda tool amassed by a former MI6 spy funded by the Clinton campaign and still proceeded to run with the Russian collusion host, was the start of the DOJ's rapid makeover into a political police force for the Democrats. And if the FBI was intending to remain nondescript, the raid on Mar-a-Lago has now entrenched this Democrat police force narrative in the minds of tens of millions of voters. The Justice Department has declared war on the American public, and soon the IRS with I'll call it the threat of 87,000 additional agents will be coming after them too. Although I have suspicions about those. It's probably going to take them a long time to get a third of that 87,000 people. A long time. But in a nation of freedom of speech and expression, I guess you wouldn't be shocked that threats of violence against federal agents have now increased due to this. And we get this. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have issued an unclassified joint intelligence bulletin warning of a spike in threats to federal law enforcement officials since the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. Two senior law enforcement officials told NBC News. The FBI and the DHS have observed an increase in threats to federal law enforcement and, to a lesser extent, other law enforcement and government officials following the FBI's recent execution of a search warrant in Palm Beach, Florida. This came out this last Friday. The bulletin, which advises that such threats are coming from online and other platforms, was sent out of an abundance of caution, according to the officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss internal matters. It calls on officials to be aware of issues surrounding domestic violence, extremist past and present incidents, as well as past behaviors, and to be vigilant, the officials said. I've had, and I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that this has actually happened to me. I mean, I've had threats made against me. This is, in fact, a price you pay if you're going to play this public in the public eye kind of game, to whatever degree it may be. Not everybody's going to like what you do or what you say or what's going on, and the odds increase when you go after a former president based on a farcical narrative about Russian infiltration, tax evasion, and obstruction of justice. And that political fiction saga reached new levels of risibility when it was leaked that the federal agents thought atomic secrets were stored at the home of President Trump. That's interesting, isn't it, when you think about that? So here, let me set the picture for you, if I may. Let me set the stage. So they thought nuclear secrets were at Mar-a-Lago, but couldn't declare a mass assassination attempt like we saw with the GOP congressional baseball team in 2017 as an act of domestic terrorism. Also, how many mass shooters, which we all know that mass shooters are the precursor to the attempt for more gun control action, how many mass shooters have slipped through their net while trying to manufacture evidence to ensnare Trump in a legal pickle? And I mean, at this particular point, since the time he came down the golden escalator, it's been the better part of a decade. You're not going to be able to sell anything credible to roughly half the country. All they see, and rightfully so, is this witch hunt. The threat of violence against anyone is reprehensible, though. But it's not like cops haven't been dealing with this since Black Lives Matter came out in the national scene post-Ferguson. Politicians have been dealing with violent threats since the caning of Charles Sumner. We're in a nation of over 300 million people who are increasingly anxious, angry, distrustful of their government, and this raid provides ample reasoning. There's always going to be people with a few screws loose. And let's also not forget that the FBI tried to flag parents at school board meetings who were upset over the curriculum at their kids' schools as domestic terror threats. Now, truth be told, where threats actually manifest themselves against the FBI, which I'm not the one to say they haven't, okay? Were they to manifest themselves, first thought would be that they would be easy to defend against. However, these guys don't travel in mass. When they get off, when they're off duty, they go home. So while I'm not going to sit here and condone it or recommend it, I'm just going to tell you that there is no way to protect every one of them all the time. But they can defend themselves. They do have the tools to defend themselves. If something does happen, we'll see what happens. But, given Chris Dorner, what he did to the LAPD, was that 25,000 strong? Makes you wonder. This is why they got to take all these threats seriously, because Chris Dorner was one of their own. He was a cop. He had them firing at their own shadow, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump wants the FBI to return documents he says are protected by attorney-client privileges and executive privileges reportedly taken from his home in Florida. Trump taking to Truth Social to respectfully request that documents be returned to the Mar-a-Lago residence. Republicans are meeting in Teton Village, Wyoming, where House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he believes Republicans have a good chance of winning a majority in the House.
It's really based upon the missed policies of this Biden administration and really a new plan for a new direction for America and the commitment to America.
This has roughly 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden. Double vaxxed and double boosted Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed he has COVID. USA Radio News. A decision is coming soon regarding student loan forgiveness.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loans. Biden wants you, the taxpayer, to pay for student loans of some American kids in the coming weeks. The student loan payment pause moratorium ends August 31st. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another bus from Texas with illegal immigrants arrived in New York City on Monday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says asylum seekers are welcome and has accused Texas Governor Greg Abbott of using illegal immigrants as a political tool. This as the mayors of New York and D.C. are calling for more federal assistance. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells Fox News the Biden administration isn't securing the border.
If we can put pressure on all these Democrat mayors around the country, maybe they'll pick up the phone and call Joe Biden and say the border's not secure.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was sort of a problem that they did not anticipate, because there's always going to be firsts. You know, there's always going to be firsts. But this is the first time we have ever seen this with a former president. Some presidents, you know, if I saw this happening to Barack Obama, it would be shocking. But given that it's not going to happen to Barack Obama, but it's also not going to happen to George W. Bush, who was a Republican. It's not going to happen to, are there any other Republicans that are still alive that served as president? Maybe not. So the only living Republican president now is George W. Bush. But it's not going to happen to him. So that raid shocked the nation in ways we've never seen in our history. And although the rhetoric from both sides has been leaning in that direction for several years, never before has one political side actually taken concrete law enforcement action fueled by what seems to be purely political motives against the leader of another side. It's unprecedented against a leader. And it's reminiscent of old-school Soviet tactics that would seem better at home in communist China or a tin-pot third-world republic. Like the precedent set by old Soviet NKVD chief Lavrenty Beria, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. This clearly seems to be an investigation in search of a crime, a tactic that until recent times has been the polar opposite of what we do and every value that we have or hold as Americans. We're told the raid resulted from an impasse between the Trump team and the National Archives over the purported removal of classified documents, even though the president himself supposedly has full power to determine what is classified and what is not. So given that the established reason is clearly based on a false premise, how could this be anything else but a fishing expedition? Key is the fact the FBI now has in its hands thousands upon thousands of documents it can now rifle through at the leisure of anti-Trump agents just itching to find something to stick it on the former president. On the surface, they'll be looking for classified documents, apparently. But if you think as they are looking through documents, they won't be looking for crimes, you were probably born yesterday. So obviously, there's more to what we've been told. As they rifle through these documents, they'll clearly be looking for a violation of the thousands upon thousands of pages of federal laws that no single individual or even legal team can possibly keep up and comply with. Then written that all of us are in violation of some sort of law that would make us a felon if the right person found the right piece of evidence at the wrong time, which is probably true. Millions probably break laws every day without even knowing it or intending to do so. And such are the consequences of a system that churns out more laws than anybody can keep up with, then selectively enforces those laws on the political enemies of those in power. As such, any significant business person, particularly any billionaire, is bound to be guilty of something. Do I think agents in Florida, New York, or any of the countless other places they are investigating Donald Trump are bound to find something he is, quote, guilty of doing if they only look hard enough? Well, the odds, you know, on certain technicalities, you know, you would sit back and say the odds are, yeah, in favor of that. But there's also the possibility that the regime intends to use those documents not necessarily as a means to actually prosecute Trump and obtain a conviction, but as a way to drip, drip, drip controversies through any potential Trump 2024 campaign, which I don't know how that's going to work. Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, in the news, they said, well, gas has come down $1 a gallon, but it's still 85 cents higher, or $1.85 or whatever it is, 85 cents higher than it was before Biden took office. We have more illegal immigrants coming in to the degree now they're busing them to the sanctuary cities, which I think is hilarious. The military has become a petri dish of social justice warriors. I'm sure they just sit back and say, let's do this, let's do that. But this all depends on if the strategy is to pin the ex-president with a felony to keep him from being able to run altogether or to permanently wound him so he has a difficult chance against the Democratic nominee. However, I don't know how that's going to play simply because of certain issues. But here's the thing. This is the thing about this. Right now, this is an FBI production. This is an FBI production. That's item number one. Item number two. Democrats don't give two craps about the rule of law, and they intend to remain in power at all costs if they can possibly do it. And if they lose it, they're going to try to do whatever they have to do to regain it. So that means defeating whatever whoever they nominate in 2024, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or anyone else by any means necessary. And it also means that as an arm of the Democrat enforcement branch, the FBI is fully on board to play ball. There is no criminal indictment against Trump. It could be precisely because Democrats want to face him in 2024. Even if it means he possibly could win, they likely believe their chances are better than they would be against someone like DeSantis with Trump's policies but far less baggage. Except I think Trump has learned. I think Trump is a learning animal. If Democrats want to ensure that the former president receives the GOP nomination but is harmed in the general election, raiding his house but not delivering an actual indictment could be the way to go. On the other hand, if they're terrified of even the slimmest chance of a Trump general election victory and see it as far worse than any other GOP candidate winning, they could look to permanently end his chances. Now, Trump is getting older, no doubt about it, but Trump is a younger man at his age than Joe Biden has been probably since he was in his 50s. He still has full control of his faculties as far as I can tell. He does talk a lot about a bunch of things that he probably should let go and just move on. But, that may all be beside the point. He did amazing things for the country, and he deserves a happy retirement and to be left alone. And, you know, the thing about all of this is that he wants to drain the swamp. And maybe he might have thought, if he thought somebody that was an heir apparent to what he tried to do, maybe he might have thought, I don't have to do it again. Somebody else can do it for us. Because I don't really see, you know, when you're Donald Trump, I don't see where the prestige ends if you're not the president anymore. I think he had a lot of prestige before he was president. I think he gained a lot more just by some of the things he did, like not taking any money for being president. And, you know, I think the prestige continues to this day. But like it or not, this action by the Justice Department makes his possibility of a happy retirement less likely. So unless they go after and get some sort of felony conviction, they can expect another Trump run. And where things go from there, it's impossible to predict. But one thing is certain. It's not going to be boring, without a doubt. And very likely, there's going to be a lot of political bloodletting out there. Because right now, the president, who really believes he got 81 million votes in 2020, he's out there saying, 92% of America wants me to run again. This is the delusion of a less than cognitive old man. And when you're my age and you look at him and say, this is a crazy old man, wow, you've gone downhill, brudda. But hey, like I said, no matter what happens, it isn't going to be boring. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Play a little game of deja vu. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan was praised amid increasing tension between Beijing and Washington. The visit was a rarity regarding bipartisan support on the Hill. They were all united against something Biden suggested. The president felt that the House Speaker should delay her trip, which followed China's warning that we halt our most recent arms shipment to the besieged island. Of course, Joe thought we should kowtow to Beijing. Nancy ignored Biden, landed in the Taiwanese capital, Taipei, went on with her visit without incident. China media figures did threaten to shoot down her aircraft. I did not realize the Chinese media had that kind of power. The trip was viewed as a sign of America standing with Taiwan, though it's an unorthodox foreign policy position since we support their right to self-defense, but not their independence. Yet, is there now an aura of corruption regarding Ms. Pelosi's excursion to the island? I don't know. But, all right, there are questions about why her son, Paul, was on the visit. Could it be that Paul Pelosi Jr. owns troves of shares in a Chinese tech company worth millions of dollars? Incidentally, his name was not on the manifest list of passengers. And we get this via the New York Post. The son of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi quietly accompanied his mother on last week's controversial trip to Taiwan, where she called out China for its threatening moves against the self-ruled island, holds a stake in a Chinese technology company, according to a report on Thursday. Paul Pelosi, who received 700,000 shares of Bork's Technologies as compensation for his services, became the second largest investor after CEO Pat Seung-Cheon. When other company insiders sold their shares in June 2021, the Daily Mail reported, citing Security and Exchange Commission filings. As of March 2022, Pelosi Jr. still owned around 147,000 shares, or about 0.07% of outstanding shares. The report said Pelosi Jr., 53, also worked for the company, which has a market value of about $22 million on a board of consultancy role. Is this a throwback to Joe Biden's 2013 trip to China, where his son Hunter came along and allegedly made business deals with Chinese officials, which came under new scrutiny during the 2020 election. Not quite sure, but why Paul's name was left off the passenger list is interesting. And it's really bad optics to have someone with vested economic interest with the country trying to assimilate your nation by force tag along first visit, though Taipei had to have known who Paul was and why he was there. And given the circumstances, the Taiwanese probably took the pragmatic route of not denying Pelosi's visit over her son's stock portfolio, especially after a shipload of weapons from the United States were en route. Either way, both Biden and the Pelosi families have ties to China, and they are saddled by personal scandals. And it seems like there's a new alley of scrutiny discovered daily regarding Hunter Biden's reported disreputable business ventures. And we all know he's embarrassed the family with his pervasive drug abuse and alcohol consumption and trysts with an array of hookers. With the Pelosi clan, Nancy's husband is dealing with a DUI arrest, with the added development that some narcotic was found in his system at the time of his arrest. There's also the allegation of insider trading, which bestowed the Pelosi family with immense affluence worth tens of millions of dollars. Oh, well. Now, who's ready for math class? I always like math. Math doesn't lie. This is why I love having Joe Chambers on the show, because Joe Chambers' approach to gun manufacturing is all rooted in math. If someone proposes a solution to an existential problem that has no chance of success, should we be forced to take the problem seriously? If the climate alarmists truly believe there's a climate emergency, then they should be able to answer the first basic question about the plan. Are the numbers in the plan even remotely achievable? And remember, based on their screeching, we only have 12 years before we all die from man-made climate change. That's happening. That's the science is not in dispute. But to answer this question, let's break part of the plan into the most basic math problem. Can we replace 25%, 50%, or 75% of the cars on the road in 10 years? To understand the theoretical possibility, I want to simplify this to show how many years it will take to replace all vehicles on the road in the U.S. And I'm going to start with how many vehicles are on the road today in the U.S. And according to certain things out there, there are 286 million cars out there today. But to make it a little more simpler, let's round that up to 300 million to simplify the math. How many vehicles, how many total vehicles are sold every year in the U.S.? And this, you know, that works out to an average of a little fewer than 15 million vehicles are sold in the U.S. every year, assuming sold vehicles and production capacity are related. How many electric vehicles are produced in the U.S.? From, you know, we know right now that it is fewer than 1 million. And I'm going to round this up to 1 million to aid in the calculation here. Simple math problem is, how many years will it take to replace all the cars in the U.S. with electric vehicles total in the U.S. rounded up by the average production volume per year? So we're talking about 300 million by 15 million by year. That equals 20 years. And for the sake of stupidity, it assumes two important things. First, there are no new additions and to the economy of drivers and vehicles. Second, that we can convert all production to electric vehicles overnight. Now, if you are one of those people who believes that we are all going to die in 12 years, we are 8 years too late in converting to all electrical vehicles, even if the underlying assumptions were possible. This is not me being a denier. This is just me telling you simple math. This simple math problem shows that the people that are screaming the loudest do not have a serious solution to the existential problem of man-made climate change, because they won't tell us. They'll tell us about, well, you know, if we have we have an increase in temperature of this, we're all going to die. Well, we've had that back and forth like a badminton game over the course of the life of the Earth. Man-made climate change is a new thing that exists solely to try to, enslave you. Solely. And while they're out there telling you all this stuff about what's going to happen if you don't do this and what's going to happen if you don't do that, they do not ever answer what the plan is to get to where they think they can be. And they don't have enough time to do it just based upon their own criteria. So the automobile situation in the U.S. alone cannot be resolved in 20 years. Doing it by ourselves in the U.S. does nothing for the environment, because the environment moves. The environment is not static. Air moves. Right now, the air that is over China being polluted, sometime in the next week or so, we'll probably have it here. And Gaia will take care of that. It will filter it, and it will, everything will dissipate. It'll be great. But in the interim, just rest assured that the people that are out there pushing this climate change doomsday scenario, number one, they have no way, they have no plan. They've got no plan. All they want you to do, the plan is, you just shut up and believe what we tell you. That's the plan. They have no way of making any of this actually occur. None of these changes they say have to occur are going to occur. So anyway. They can't do it in 20 years, let alone in 10 years. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. Going to be joined by, from the Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. That's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.